Joining us now on Jewish Community Radio is none other than Craig Taubman from Craig & Company, a great musician nationally and one of the guys who's famous in Los Angeles. Craig, welcome to Jewish Community Radio.
It's a pleasure to join you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're a pretty big musician. You've got a lot of CDs out. One of them I've played quite a bit in the show, which is your My Jewish Discovery CD.
We like that CD. It's probably 10, 15 years old. It's one of our older ones.
But it's a good one. How can you go wrong? Now, you also have a great Passover CD we play every year. And but tell me, before we go into why you're on here today, how'd you get started in the Jewish music world?
I was a young kid at Camp Ramon, California, and my counselor faked having a sore throat, and he said, "Hey, Craig, why don't you leave music in the dining room?" And I did, and I was bitten by the bug. It was, you know, what greater thing for a young man than to be acknowledged by his or her peers and put in the spotlight.
I tell you, being an entertainer is one of the greatest things. Yeah, being an entertainer is one of the greatest things. You bring joy to a lot of people across the world.
It's an incredible gift. I feel very, very blessed to have this job.
And how many CDs do you have out?
Oh, I'm going to guess it's probably approaching 50 CDs.
Wow. That's incredible. That's a lot of work. And you've been doing this the first one here you have here from 1995, I have a date on this one here, My Jewish Discovery. Great CD. I absolutely love it. But and also, I have your Passover CD. I play that one every year, Passover time. And as we approach Hanukkah time, you now have a special on PBS coming out.
That's correct. It's Lights Celebrate Hanukkah Live in Concert. And it's airing on PBS stations across the country. And it's also a DVD and a CD that you can buy either as a pledge, premium pledge from PBS, or you can go to Amazon or Borders, Barnes & Noble, and stuff. It's a pretty exciting project for us.
How did it come about? I mean, how does one go from having 15 CDs to someone? I mean, did somebody at PBS give you a phone call and say, "Hey, Craig, we want you on"?
Well, a friend of mine produces a lot of material for PBS, and we had been talking, and I said, and I had written material for PBS as well as for their children's programs. And I said, "Well, you know, it's time that you guys do a Hanukkah special." And push came to shove, and one thing led to another, and we did a Hanukkah special.
Yeah, and yours is going to be appearing on Wednesday, the 17th, at 10 p.m. here in Cleveland, WVIZ. It's also going to be on WAEO. On the 6th of December, that's coming up real fast. That's Saturday at 10 p.m. Saturday night,
and there you go.
It's on the cable station. It's a great. Now you're playing here with some of the greatest names in Jewish music, not just yourself, but you also have Cantor Mizrahi playing.
I actually just got off the phone with Alberto. He's a dear friend. I'm going to be in Chicago over the weekend, over Shabbat, and doing some concerts and services. It's an incredible group of artists. The Klezmatics up here. Mayor Winningham, Dave Koz, Josh Nelson, Michelle Citrin. Just a really wonderful, exciting, eclectic group of artists.
Yeah, Michelle Citrin, of course, has a great video on YouTube, 20 Things to Do with Matzah.
There you go.
Great CD, great seeing that. But I haven't checked that. Are you on YouTube as well?
You know, we have stuff on YouTube. I think everybody does. My mother, I think, has stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, I got some stuff on me on there also. I hate to say it, but that's great. And so this is going to be a great concert coming up. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It's a one-hour concert, and you have a great list of stuff. I mean, the Klezmatics, I mean, great, great. Alberto Mizrahi, I got to have him on one time. I'm going to have to get a hold of you and have him on, because I wanted to do a special on Chazanut a while ago, and we've had on Dudu Fischer. So I got to get him on as well. The Klezmatics.
Yeah, Dudu, you got to have Alberto.
Yeah, the two of the greatest today. And actually, it's funny, I met Dudu Fischer in L.A. I was for an Aufruf, a friend of mine's wedding, actually, and the Aufruf, somebody brought him in as a guest chazan. Now, only in L.A. can you have...
That's useless. That's good.
But also, only in L.A. you have somebody say, "Nu, Dudu, Shachris."
And he doesn't.
So that was incredible. But so tell me, let's go back to some of your music here. What of the CDs you produced, what's your favorite? I know it's hard to pick the favorite child, but what do you?
Well, I think
what
the
do you...
thing that really propelled my career in the Jewish community, because I've been writing mostly in the secular community, kids' music with Disney for many, many years. About 12 years ago, I was asked to do an outreach service for young professionals in the Los Angeles area. And we called the service Friday Night Live. And I wrote a bunch of melodies for the service that are very engaging, based on psalms, based on, you know, the Matzeah Tefillah, the set prayers. And it's a very popular CD, and it's called Friday Night Live. We get anywhere between 1,200 and 2,000 people that will attend the service.
Wow.
And it's a happening. So because of the success of that, it was just a natural thing for me to segue from doing primarily kids' music to doing more Jewish music.
And but your Jewish music CDs are great. I mean, I do enjoy them. And one of the songs that I love is listed here on your release here, and I'm curious whether it's going to be performed in concert. Ocho Candelicus, it says here, is that going to be on the list of the performance?
That's performed by Alberto. It's a folk song by a woman named Floria Goda, and it's a Hanukkah. It's a Hanukkah tune that's been around now for many years. It's become traditional.
Yes, I've played every year. It's one that I absolutely love, and one of my favorite versions of it is, I wonder if you know him too, a local L.A. guy, that's Kenny Ellis.
I know Kenny quite well.
And he does a great version of that one. And I got to get him on too this year with Hanukkah coming up. There's so many people I want to get on, but unfortunately there's only so many spots I can put on. But tell me, so anyhow, but this concert's coming up here, and something you want to tell people about the concert before we go here? You know, what makes this concert special in your eyes?
I think, you know, to be very, very simple and right to the point, what makes it special for me is that it's on PBS. How many times you turn on a channel during this time of the year and see Christmas specials? And how many times do you ever turn on the television and are able to watch something for Passover or the High Holidays or, in this case, Hanukkah? This is a Jewish program that's being broadcast on public television nationally. So what's the most special part? That it's on.
I think it's great. I think this is fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing this. And I believe you also have the, this is the part of the fundraiser, so I'm sure people can get the CD from PBS if they join, and probably also available, I'm sure, at bookstores and at online locations as well, I'm sure.
It's available at Amazon, as I said. It's available at Borders Books. Just look for Lights Celebrate Hanukkah, and it's there.
And by the way, it's a great cover. I love the cover. I see here the photo, as well as on the website. And the website is Craig NCO, CRAIGNCO.com.
Correct.
And Craig, we thank you for joining us here on Jewish Community Radio, and wish you much success. This sounds like a great concert, and I look forward to watching this.
Thank you so much for your support. I'm very grateful.
Thank you.